From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Syrian military said Thursday that it had recaptured the town of Palmyra from Islamic State militants. A statement from the army said the government is in control of the whole city. The statement said the government was able to take control of the city with the help of Russian air support. Malaysian authorities are preparing to deport a North Korean man who had been held as a suspect in connection with last month's death of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. 45-year-old Ri Jong-chol has been in custody for nearly 2 weeks following the February 13 attack on Kim at an airport in Kuala Lumpur. Malaysian Attorney General Mohamed Apandi Ali said Thursday that the period under which Kim can be held without charges is set to run out and that there is not enough evidence to file any charges against him. Leading French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen could face 3 years in prison and a $79,000 fine over three social media posts she made in 2015 showing images of Islamic State killings. On Thursday, the European Parliament voted to strip the Le Pen of her parliamentary immunity, leaving her open to prosecution on the charges of publishing violent images. Le Pen called the move political and said it was meant to damage her campaign for president. Another French candidate is having problems. Conservative François Fillon's campaign suffered more defections because of pending corruption charges against him, charges he denies. The European Union Thursday asked Macedonia's president, Georgi Ivanov, to reverse a decision to block the formation of a coalition with ethnic Albanian parties. This is VOA News.